Happy Wednesday, boys and
girls. Yeah. Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV coming to you live on Memorex. Default location, default route. To all the family and friends who are reaching out to get information on how we're doing out here during the California fires and wind and all that's going on, we're all dead. We're all dead. Don't even worry about it. We're done. We're done. And those of us who are still living might as well be dead. I mean, this can't go on. This can't go on. How many times have we went through this? How many times have we went through this? And the scripture is getting closer and closer to that glorious day. That glorious day when Jesus comes back. Of course, the chances are I won't be able to participate as much as some of you others. In fact, I'm pretty assured that I won't be able to participate at all. But nonetheless, finally, after 738, 649 times, the scripture will come true. Scripture is coming true. I wish I could show it to you. The fires, the smoke, the wind like you've never seen before. There's downed trees. There's the air. It's just full of smoke. Let me turn around and see if I can show it to you. I don't know if you can see that smoke down there, but that's smoke. That's not smog. That's smoke. And it's circling and encompassing Los Angeles. Los Angeles is the first to go. Los Angeles is the most decadent city in the civilization. And that's probably why I love it here so much. It's not so, it's decadent sex and perversion and lies and perversion, all that stuff. So we're done. LA is going to be the first to go. And God is letting us know, hey, look, I'm burning LA. I'm going to send wind to make sure that burning goes smoothly, because I'm going to come back. We put the Antichrist in power. The nation elected Donald Satan Trump. The people have turned their back on God in the name of God. With a scripture in one hand and the American flag on the other, they've taken what it is to believe in Jesus Christ and the Lord our Savior and skewed it towards this evil, rotten, terrible Satan of Antichrist. Satan Antichrist. I don't know about y'all, but I'm getting my house ready. I'm getting my house ready. Because this time is for real. I mean, all the signs are there. If you are a believer, if you believe in the Holy Scripture, the King James Version of the Holy Bible, the Word of God is given to you. How can you not see that this is it? This is it. Too many things are going on. Too many, the whole Israel, Hamas thing, the kingdom is going to manifest itself in Israel. The Antichrist is going to start a war. Antichrist being Donald Satan Trump. It's all falling into place. Just like Paul said, or was he still Saul when he said that? Was he Saul or was he Paul? Well, I think he was Paul. When Paul said, Jesus is coming soon, his years is different than our years. His soon is 100 years times our years. He meant now. He meant 2025. 2025. 2 + 2 = 4. + 5 = 9. Turn that 9 upside down. It's a 6. 9 / 3 = It's three sixes. That's all I'm saying. 9 minus 3 is 6. You take that 6, you subtract it from 9, you get 3. 3 sixes. 666, the sign of the devil. The sign of Satan himself. It's so obvious. It's right in our faces. It's just right in our faces. And I shouldn't be making light of it. I really shouldn't. I really should not be making light of something this serious and this powerful and this monumental. I mean, I'm walking by here, there's trees all on the ground, there's smoke in the air, the wind was blowing, electricity going on and off. It's so bad out here, they canceled our office day. They said we can work from home. I'm not even sure why I'm out here getting my steps. I'm not even sure why I am out here getting my steps. It doesn't matter. I'm gonna miss all of you. Some more than others, obvious. Because some of y'all probably going to the same place that I'm gonna go to. And some of y'all gonna go to the other place. Quite frankly, I think the other place, heaven here, in this case, be kind of boring. I wear my night guard at night, so I'm used to the gnashing of teeth. I'm going to have my night guard, so I'm going to be straight. Because you know the gnashing of teeth is going to happen. I'm prepared. I've been doing my teeth gnashing exercises. I don't know if you can see this. But this is the smoke of Armageddon. I'm not sure if you can see it, but that's the smoke of Armageddon. This is what Armageddon looks like. And I'm here at Jeffrey TV. And look, crows. See? That's the second sign of Armageddon. Crows. Look at them. See them? The birds know. The crows know. So, I just want to say, I think we had a good run here on planet Earth. Homo sapiens, our evolution from a lesser primate into what we are now. I think we had a good run. What, about 100,000 years or so? We developed the internet and all kinds of good stuff. Yo! Don't run me over. See, I almost got ran over. Another sign of the coming. Getting run over is another sign of the coming. I'm just saying. Well, goddamn. How come I didn't get the light? Oh, because the bus. Oh, it wasn't that my light. It was the bus light. Now I'm going to get the light. See, another sign. When you don't get the light, it's in the Bible. Yeah. Revelation chapter 17, verse 38. When walking in the mode of getting thy steps, when the walk sign is out of phase with life, I shall return. I'm waiting. I want to be proved wrong. Do you know? And I can say this with more than just a little bit of honesty, somewhat, that as an atheist, I would gladly be wrong to save humanity. I'd take one for the team. I would gladly be wrong. Prove me wrong to save humanity, to save the good people who deserve to go to heaven. Not some of y'all out there faking. Not some of y'all that go to church every day. Some people go every day or every Sunday and twice during the Easter holiday in church, in Christmas. And be there on New Year's Eve. All y'all who do that, but be cussing and sinning on the side. I ain't got to point y'all out. That's your job. You look at your life and you decide, is it worthy to stand before God at the pearly gates of heaven? You ask yourself, I already know I ain't. Just based on the not believing part. Now, if there might be an amendment to where they could take out the non-believing part, I pretty much live up to the rest of the commandments. In fact, I live better than and more righteous than most Christians do. Because my heart is pure. I just don't believe. So some of y'all gonna get in on a technicality. No, some of y'all gonna get in because y'all deserve to get in. Ain't no technicalities. The God of gods, the Most High, ain't nobody slipping in. You ain't sneaking into heaven. So you profess your love for God and your faith for God and this and that. You still ain't getting in. Your heart ain't pure, number one. You're torn. And you know you're just going through the motions of what you're supposed to do, what you've been taught, what you believe, what you fear. You know you ain't living right. And you know what's one that a lot of people ain't living right that they may overlook? You're not taking care of your body. You're not eating right. You're not exercising. You're not maintaining the temple of God. Eating pork, eating pig's feet and chitlins, and shellfish. I'm just saying, I ain't even gonna bring up the whole lifestyle things and some of the perversions y'all be doing, thinking just because we married, we can do anything. Let alone the households where there's single parents. Or where the woman is dominant. Bible don't like that either. I'm just saying. It's going to be very few of y'all that's actually going to make it. A lot of y'all going to be down there with y'all finger pointing selves with me. And I accept it. Like I said, I got my night guard. Now she give teeth. I'm ready. Y'all gonna be surprised. Y'all gonna be blindsided. Y'all be, hey, here we go. Here come Jesus. Hey, Jesus. Hey, Jesus. You know, y'all gonna give him a name. Hey, Jace. Jesus. Y'all know y'all gonna put some kind of cool name on his ass. Ask him what he wearing. Hey, man, where you get them sandals? Dog. And the way y'all talk now, you probably cuss at. The way y'all cuss at y'all kids. You probably cuss at Jesus without even thinking about it. How you gonna get into heaven? You cussing at your kids. Oh my God, profanity. When I was growing up, even saying the word lie was a sin. Let alone any of the cuss words. Damn is in the Bible. No, it ain't. Not the way you using it. I'm just saying. That's all. Can I just say? Am I allowed to just say? Being the world's biggest atheist? Trying to warn y'all and help y'all? Maybe like a sacrificial lamb? Where I go into waters and areas that are uncharted just for the report back for the sake of humanity? Can we do that? Can I do that for you? Again, to all y'all concerned about me and my family, my sister, my mother, niece, who else out here with us? That's it. Oh, wow. I ain't seen Danny and Gina now. Rose and them, I think they okay. Who else out here? Mingo? I need to take a tally of how many of us are out here. Because we gone first. Some of them might have just already be back east. Because they're going to get the Farrell and Youngstown last, towards the end. They're going to take care of the big stuff first. L.A., Vegas, New York. You know what? I wonder when how the Vatican is going to fall in there. You know, because the Vatican also, in the name of God, has committed some serious atrocities against children of all things. I mean, I wonder how the Vatican going to come in. Vatican and Vegas going to be in the same tier. See, look, here's pictures of Armageddon. Here's pictures of Armageddon. There it is. That's what Armageddon looks like. Pre-Armageddon right there. Document it. Look. See that tree? I'm just saying. How can you say it's not? Look, people leave refrigerators out. I'm just saying. The signs are there. How can you say that they aren't? How can you say that this isn't the time? This isn't the real thing. This isn't the one. That's all I'm asking you. Tell me, believers. Tell me. How is this not the one? How is this not the time? This is it. This is it. I'm excited. Jeffrey TV is ready. I got all my cameras. Wonder if it'll matter though. I get it all down in digital, then all the digital goes away. Won't be no internet. Thinking ain't gonna be no internet. Look, more Armageddon. More signs of Armageddon right there. I'm just saying. I really am starting to wonder why I'm out here getting my steps. I wonder if this is going to happen before the playoff game. I wonder if this is going to happen before the Steelers play Saturday. Good thing I ain't get tickets to the game. See? People trying to put up signs about the coming. See, people put signs about the coming. I'm just saying. Look, people disappearing. Just vanishing. He must be gone already. He must be gone. One way or the other, if his cart and everything, I say it's a his and him, because you rarely see females with carts. The homeless females, usually the males. But anyway, look at that, more Armageddon. Everywhere you look, Armageddon. There's the smoke. There's the smoke coming way over from way over here. You can see where the smoke is traveling. The wind has died down. That's probably a sign we're getting ready for it. More Armageddon. No, but really, how do we know this ain't the time? How do we know this ain't the time of rapture? I mean, all the signs are there. America has turned. Look at him, my goodness. See, he got zapped and it burned him up and now they're gone. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Y'all seeing this with me? Y'all seeing what I'm seeing? Y'all seeing what I'm seeing? That's it. That's all I can do is say, is y'all seeing what I'm seeing? We're looking at the same thing. Only one conclusion you can come to. Jesus on his way back. I wonder what he's going to be wearing. I wonder if he's going to be black or white. Or is he going to be Egyptian? What was he, Arab? Where was he from? Because is he still going to be Jewish? He was a Jew. Wouldn't that be something? Jews don't believe in Jesus. But Jesus was a Jew. So he going to come back and say, ha, ha. Well, I guess all the Jewish people done. Jewish people, boop, they gone. Jewish people don't get to go. Muslims don't get to go. Hindus don't get to go. Buddhists don't get to go. Am I wrong? Tell me where I'm wrong. And don't be bringing up that. All you do is repent. What if you ain't got time to repent? What if he come while you at break and you trying to get your salad and the server can't find the peppercinos and you standing there waiting on your peppercinos because you know you don't like your salad without peppercinos? What's the use of a salad if it ain't got peppercinos? And you waiting on that. I got to show you some more. The same Armageddon we saw earlier. Different view of the same Armageddon. Pre-Armageddon notaries. What if you don't have a chance to repent? You know? What if you don't have a chance to repent? And who says you're going to be a Muslim or a Jew, person of Jewish persuasion, whatever? Can we still call them Jew? Can I still say they Jews without getting in trouble? How you can be a Jew for 99% of your life, then at the end repent? God ain't going for that. He know what's in your heart. He know you just saying that now because you scared. He know you just saying that now. All of a sudden, oh, put on a mandate. But say like, okay, say like, oh, the Jews put out a mandate, a referendum saying, okay, now we believe in God. And say they do that before the coming. Say they do that a good old month or so before the coming of Jesus. You say, oh, we were wrong. Bring us the New Testament. We believe in it all now. Yep, Jesus was real. Jesus was Lord and Savior. Where did they put that out? And the whole Jewish faith changes their philosophy and acknowledge Jesus is God, the one true God, a month before the Armageddon, rapture, return of second coming of Jesus. Do they get in? I don't know. And if Jesus comes back in return, is Jesus God? Is Jesus God sent his son? So Jesus comes back, the second return, when we get to the pearly gates of heaven or whatever, are we talking to God or are we talking to Jesus? Or is the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? Which one is it? Who do we talk to? Jesus comes back. I think he'd be riding horses, or is that the Antichrist? One of them have horses of fire or something like that. Jesus comes back. Some of us die. We go to heaven. Is God going to be at the gates of heaven while Jesus is here? Ain't this supposed to be like a life on earth or something? Ain't this supposed to be like heaven on earth? I need to read up. I could just AI it, actually. I could just AI it and have it explain to me the whole scenario of rapture and the second coming of Jesus Christ per the revelation, per the book of Revelation. I could just AI it, tell it to summarize those terms, and that should be good enough to give me a fair synopsis of what's to come. But anyway, again, the people who inquired about how we're doing out here or how I'm doing, I don't know. You tell me. After all that I've talked about, after all that you know about the Bible and scripture and prophecy, how are we doing? Sure, we're here today. We're here today. But what does that really mean? How comforting is that to know that things are fine now, but that day is coming? That day is coming. Get your house in order. Get your house. What is this bus doing on the street? Oh my God, that's another thing. What is this bus doing on here? Oh no, not this bus. Hey, them buses ain't supposed to be on this. That's another sign. That's another sign. It's a 901 bus too. So that's the bus that's been on here. But that ain't the kind of buses that's supposed to be on here. That's one of the, look like a city bus. Not one of the big, like long Metrorail buses. I'm just saying, every time I look, I see something. It leads me to reveal the truth. That's all I'm saying. That's all. That's all I got. More Armageddon. More Armageddon over there. See it? More Armageddon. Well, working from home. They let us work from home. That's how serious they know it is. They let us work. They never let us work from home. In fact, it was a mandate and a referendum because they knew if they let us work from home on the day we supposed to come in, it would set a precedent. They knew if they let us do it today. And I think not just us. I think the city or the state, or somebody issued something. Because I got two texts. I got a text from my boss, and I got a text from the work services organization, the building, the whole, I think We Workspace or whatever it's called. Whatever, I don't know, I forget what it's called. The We, whatever it's called. Weekend work services. to run the building, do a lot of the, you know, building clothes and maintenance. You know, they do all our, they do a lot. They really do a lot. They do a lot. They're really accommodating, really good. I'm impressed with them. I hope they make it to heaven. I hope they make it. Because there's some good people. And they had the best cookies. They have some of the best cookies and chips and Pub Mix. They put out Pub Mix, so that alone should punch them a ticket for heaven. Woo! Okay. I think we've covered this topic enough. Think about it. You know, you don't have to articulate anything or reply back or tell me anything. You know, this isn't about me and you. This isn't about what I think versus what you think. This isn't about being right or being wrong. This is about what you feel and how you feel about what you feel. This is about you and you alone. You within you, your beliefs. What you think is right or wrong, how you're living. Do you feel okay with the way things are? Do you feel okay about your lifestyle? I personally could care less. Couldn't care less. I personally couldn't care less, to be honest with you. I got mine. I just do mine. You do you. And I don't want to say I couldn't care less to sound so derogatory, but it's just not important. It's none of my concern. Now, see? Here's the kind of bus it's supposed to be on this street. Not the other guy. See, that's the kind of bus it's supposed to be on the street. When we got the orange one, I'm just saying. See that? That's the one. Not that orange one we saw. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. All of a sudden, orange buses are riding down the street. I'm just saying. Anyway, y'all know what time it is. And if you don't, you will very soon. You're gonna know very, very soon, because the time is coming.
How's it going?
The time is coming. So I'm swinging on y'all. Two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jay.